Today we're going to visit with Game Warden Jeff Seeger and talk about the upcoming Game Warden exam. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jeff, when is the Game Warden exam and where is it?
The test is at 10 a.m. on June 11th, and it's located at our main office in Bismarck. To apply, you need to go online. You need to have an online application completed by June 8th, and you need to get that at either our website through a link that we have on there, or you can get it on the North Dakota State Jobs website.
Who qualifies?
Candidates need to be over 21 years of age. They need to have zero felony convictions, and you need to have a four-year degree. Four-year degree does not have to be criminal justice or natural resources or wildlife biology related, just needs to be a four-year degree. You need to be eligible or licensed already to be a peace officer of North Dakota.
Okay, and applicants can expect what on the exam?
On the exam, you'll probably see questions about North Dakota and the history of the state, the wildlife species and fish species within our state, and maybe the work that the department does or specializes in. Maybe some current environmental challenges that the department is facing.
What are the duties of a game warden?
First and foremost, you're enforcing game and fish and other related regulations. You're gonna help out with public programs, education programs, hunter education, boat safety education. Also, we serve as a point of contact or liaison between the department and the hunters and anglers and landowners of North Dakota. Also, we help other law enforcement entities as requested, so your sheriff's departments and highway patrol with anything that they need from us, search and rescue, search warrants, natural disasters that happen within the state, floods, fires.
You're a game warden pilot, so you fly for the game and fish, but you also do a lot of the district game warden duties.
Yep.
What's the average day for a game warden?
Well, the average day for a game warden is quite dependent on the time of year and what's going on within their district. Warden's district is approximately 2,500 square miles. Now, to put that into perspective, it's roughly the size of the state of Delaware. So a warden primarily would patrol their district in a patrol truck. Also, they could use a boat, an ATV, or a snowmobile, depending on, like I said, the time of year and what's going on within their district. One of the main things that we do or deal with is customer service. It's like an ever-present thing that we do. So while you're patrolling, you're answering phone calls, and a lot of those phone calls are just people just looking for information. They're asking questions. Maybe they have a hunting trip planned, or maybe they just had a question about a regulation. Can I do this? Is this illegal kind of thing? Maybe they need a permit for a deer that they want to pick up, or they want to transport a deer. They'll call us for those kinds of things. We're making public contacts. We're talking to hunters and anglers, landowners, and making sure that they're in compliance with the regulations or disseminating information if they have any questions.
Tell me some of the positive things about being a game warden.
Well, positive things that I feel about being a game warden is just getting out there and contacting the public and just kind of chatting it up with the people that you're talking to. Most of the time, a field check doesn't end up in a violation or a ticket or anything like that. A lot of times you're just telling stories with people and asking them questions about how they're doing that day and how the fishing's been lately and stuff like that.
What type of people are we looking to recruit?
The type of people we're looking to recruit, outdoor people. Not saying that anyone could come and do this. Anyone could come be a game warden if they'd like. But we want people that intrinsically want to be outdoors. They grew up hunting and fishing, maybe had to handle a boat or an ATV. Training is provided in those things, but we like seeing candidates that come in with that. Ideal candidate personality-wise, we're looking for someone who's very detail-oriented, can see things and remember them, because when you're watching a violation happen, you need to put it in a report afterwards. You may need to maintain professionalism while you're out making contact with the public. Like I said before, you're a liaison for the department. Maybe you're the only person that someone in the field ever talks to from the game and fish, so you have to make sure that you have a professional demeanor. Our job actually has a lot of electronic know-how or knowledge that needs to be learned. If you don't know it already, like, we're using telephones, computers, cameras, file transfers, you know, we're using GPS applications, and transfer and send and share data with the warden so we could use it real time is pretty important to our job. So coming in with that knowledge is very good.
What kind of advice would you have for somebody applying?
I would visit the Game and Fish website. It's a great resource for the information that the department is involved in. work-wise, and has good information about the history of the department, kind of where we were and where we are now, and the hierarchy and the divisional layouts and how it's built, I guess you would say, the framework of the department itself.
Okay, and they could call any game warden and just ask how the job is.
Exactly, because that's what we're doing, is giving out information and receiving calls from people. And like I said, our job's customer service a lot of times.
Okay, again, when and where is the test?
The test is at our main office in Bismarck. It's June 11th at 10 a.m.
And you have to apply by when?
You have to apply by June 8th.
A lot of great information, Jeff. Thank you.
You're welcome.